Welcome home.
What's up, bitches? How's everybody doing?
Hey guys, how are we?
You guys miss us?
I know you did.
Yeah, it's all right. We missed you too.
Welcome home, everybody, to episode 23.
Yes, sir. It's 23 like Jordan.
23 like Jordan.
I'm 23.
You are 23.
I was 22 in episode 22.
Now you're 23 in episode 23.
Look at how life works.
Shit.
You're 23 as well.
I am 23 as well.
Okay.
A little bit older than you. A
couple months, but that doesn't matter.
I don't know.
Same number.
It split our grade level.
No, it didn't. We were in the same grade, pal.
I guess you're right. That is how we met, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Okay. Well, welcome home, homies. To our returning listeners, what's up, guys? We missed you. Thanks for coming back. Thanks for listening to us. Thanks for your continued support. To all our new listeners, welcome home. We're glad to have you. Thanks for coming by. We hope you enjoy what you hear. And if you do, make sure to leave 5 stars. Nice written review. Definitely go back and check out our other episodes. You can find us on Instagram and Twitter at Welcome Home Pods. And you should also go check out our YouTube page, 812 Media Productions. Lots of great stuff there. Lots of great stuff to come. Lately, we've been doing a lot of 812 gaming. A lot of different stuff. Getting a feel. We'd like to know what you guys would like to see from us. What you would like to see us play. What kind of content you would like to see from the channel. Let us know.
Make sure you guys like and subscribe everything. We want to make this worldwide. You know, subscribe, follow, retweet, repost, share, if you will. Tell everybody you know about Welcome Home, because we want to welcome everybody home after a long day of doing whatever it is you find people do.
For sure. A repost on Instagram, give us a tag. It's a great way to show your support, and we really appreciate it. As we touched on last time, we know we've been a little come and go here in the new year, trying to deal with COVID, trying to get together on a remote kind of schedule. And we just thank you for sticking with us and supporting us and coming back to listen.
We appreciate the fuck out of you guys.
I want to let you know we got a lot of episodes that are going to start to roll out. We got a couple good guest spots coming up that you guys are going to really like.
Yeah, we're glad to, you know, cross over and collaborate with as many people as possible.
Yeah, new faces and old faces. First of all, we got to start off the pod. I almost forgot, 23. Mentioned you're 23, I'm 23, Michael Jordan, LeBron James, what else we got?
Somebody told me 23 was the loneliest age. You will be most lonely in your 23rd year of life.
Well, how do you feel so far? Do you find that to be true?
A little bit, but like not really. I'm pretty much always around people, you know.
But do you long for companionship?
Yeah, I wish I had a bitch. Yeah.
No cheating this time.
Yeah.
It's a long pause.
Because I really want to say yeah, but I know I have like really bad self-control. I don't know. I'm impulsive sometimes.
Most of the time.
Yeah, it's something I'm trying to work on a little bit. You know, obviously I don't wish to be a cheater, and I know it's like a bad thing, but I don't know. I'll be on bullshit sometimes. But unfortunately, or maybe fortunately, I don't have a female companion to be cheating on right now.
There you go.
Yeah, so, you know.
Practicing some self-control.
Trying to.
Yeah, well, there we go.
Yeah, I don't know. I can't think of anything else for 23.
I'm sure there's a lot. We don't need to dwell on it too much. We can get into some stuff. What have you been up to lately?
Shit, you know, living life. You know, I got a job at this smoke shop in our area. You know, shout out to them. They're cool. It's a good job.
Yeah, some nice pieces.
Yeah, good water pipes. Everything's for tobacco use only.
Of course.
Yeah.
What else would you use it for?
Couldn't tell you.
Okay, cool. You recently acquired a PS4.
Yeah. A good friend of mine was able to give me one for a pretty good deal. Couldn't pass it up.
So that's exciting.
Yeah.
It's the first game console you've had in a while, right?
Yeah, the last joint I had was a 360, I think.
Okay.
And then I lived with somebody who had an Xbox One for a little bit. I played that, but it wasn't really mine. Yeah. And before that, I had a GameCube.
Classic.
But this is actually my first PlayStation platform. Well, I had a PS1, but it was like in like 2015 when they were already old as fuck. Like I got it to try and be like, ooh, this will be worth money one day. And then it wasn't. And I like threw it out or something. you know, being impatient.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. But this will be the first PlayStation platform that I actually use.
That's exciting.
Yeah.
Welcome. What are some of the things you're looking forward to play?
Definitely GTA.
Yeah, top.
Yeah, for sure. Maybe a little bit of Far Cry, you know, a little bit of Madden.
Yeah.
Not really a big Call of Duty guy. I might jump on Warzone because I know a lot of people who play it. You know, that could be fun. Maybe play a little Fortnite. I'm a fan of Fortnite. But I don't really build anyway, so I probably should just play Warzone.
Probably.
But, like, whatever. We'll see how that goes.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. There's Need for Speed Heat. That joint looks very interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that joint looks fire. I'm going to try and get into that.
Nice.
Yeah, that's about it.
Yeah. Well, one game I've been getting into a little bit recently, PS4 game, getting back into,
right.
I should say, of course. One of the greatest games of all time.
Really, in your opinion?
Oh, for sure.
Okay.
Yeah, we talked about it way back when.
Did we?
Yeah, Red Dead Redemption 2.
Okay.
It's just been a world I've been able to dive into, get immersed in. I just spent, I think, a week's worth of, like, game time. So, like, 7 days within the game trying to hunt a fox.
How'd that go for you?
I got him eventually.
That's good.
You know, because not trying to hunt the legendary fox or anything like that, just a fox.
Right.
Trying to find one, I needed to get a perfect pelt to be able to make the fox hat.
Of course.
Yeah.
Scare off other foxes.
Yeah. Know that I'm the king fox.
Right.
Yes, sir.
Biggest fox in all this land.
Yes, sir.
I feel you.
It was just a lot of fun because it's just like an original kind of game. Like, what other game can I just jump into a huge world like that and become fully immersed as a cowboy? Like, not doing anything, not like playing missions or anything. Like, I've done all that. I literally was just spent a week in game trying to hunt a fox. It was fantastic.
Well, I'm glad that worked out for you.
Thank you. Thank you. Red Dead is one of the games you'll be playing as well, right?
Yeah, I'm going to try and get into it, see what the cowboy lifestyle's like. I think I'm probably going to end up being a pretty big outlaw, though.
Well, yeah, you got to be.
Yeah, so, you know, we'll see how it goes for me. I'm looking forward to getting a horse, though.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You have a name in mind?
No, not yet. I got to see him first.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
I actually recently, since getting back into it, bought a new horse.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. What was your old horse's name?
Well, define old horse.
We'll go with the most recent one.
Pudding.
Pudding. Okay. What happened to Pudding?
Nothing. He's just, you know, kind of retired, put in the stable.
He got a little old.
I just wanted something new.
Right. As you should.
Yeah. I've had a number of horses. I believe one's name was Cheeseburger.
Okay. What happened to him?
I don't know.
All right. Free Cheeseburger. Somebody kidnapped him or something.
There might have been one named, like, Hot Dog Water.
Fuck that one. Honestly, I don't really care what happened to that one. It's a bad name.
What do you mean?
It's a bad name for a horse.
How?
Hot Dog Water?
Actually, I think it was Sir Hot Dog Water.
That's a little bit better, honestly, but not much. Hot Dog Water, in essence, is like a gross thing. Like, you don't want to be, you don't want to, that's not a look you want, you feel me?
Yeah.
Hot Dog Water looks greasy. You feel me? Like, you don't want that shit.
I mean, I guess maybe that's why it didn't work out with him.
Yeah, fuck him.
And then, of course, there was my original horse. The horse.
Yeah.
The best horse you could ever ask for. Stood by your side no matter what.
As a horse should.
He wanted all the smoke.
Yeah.
His name was Wallace.
R.I.P. Wallace.
R.I.P. Wallace. See, what had happened there was I was being chased down by a bunch of bounty hunters. And I guess they shot down Wallace, and before I had the chance to get the horse reviver over to him, they shot me down.
Smoked you.
I fucking respawned, and Wallace is gone. I was heartbroken.
Yeah.
It was terrible.
Those were sad days.
Very sad days. Now that I think about it, I think one of the horses, either Cheeseburger or Sir Hot Dog Water, I think they drowned.
Ah, I hope it was Hot Dog Water.
Me too. But my new horse.
Okay.
Care to take any guess? No.
No guesses. I'm not going to guess. I can't. With names like Hot Dog Water, Cheeseburger, and Wallace, there's absolutely no...
And Pudding.
There's a full spectrum, pretty much. I mean, a lot of food names, but then you throw a human in there and just, you know...
Okay, well, if I give you a hint as to which one it is...
No, I still would not like to guess.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I picked this name because
there's too many options in both categories.
Well, yeah, but
anyway, why'd you pick the name?
I picked this name
Okay. Because
the person that the horse is named after, sturdy, strong guy, doesn't take no bullshit, doesn't run away from a fight, wants all the smoke, stay by your side, best partner you could possibly ask for, and it doubles as a fantastic horse name.
Okay.
Would you like to guess now?
No.
Okay. My new horse's name is Elliot Stabler.
That's a great fucking horse name. That might be the best horse name I've ever fucking heard. Holy shit. Holy shit. Griff?
Yeah.
God damn it, you might have struck gold. Wow. I wish you guys could see the look on my face right now. I'm awestruck. That's the best fucking name I've ever heard for a goddamn horse. It makes me want to get a horse in real life to name Elliot Stabler.
Damn straight.
That is absolutely spectacular, bud.
Thank you.
Oh my god. I'm speechless. Wow. Wow.
Yeah. Blew my mind too. I rode all over the entire map multiple times. It took me a couple hours to do so. I visited every stable, some of them two or three times, looking at every horse option till I found the right one. And I found him.
Yeah.
And now we're rocking out.
Elliot fucking Stabler.
Yes, sir.
Wow.
Stabler's back.
Yes, he is.
See, I'm glad I waited to tell you.
Yeah, that was a good moment. That was great. Wow. I can't fucking believe that. We gotta move on. I'm still in awe.
We do.
Come on.
Oh, man. It's time, Dolan, for the Reddit referral. All
right. What do we got?
I got a couple good ones picked out for you.
Okay. Is there a theme?
Yeah, sort of.
All right. And what would you call this theme?
Sexual attractions, maybe?
Okay. All right.
On a whole?
Excuse me?
Let's... As a whole.
Okay.
Let me put it this way. The first two are going to kind of build up and lead up to the third one.
All right.
Are you ready?
Yeah, let's get it.
Okay. My boyfriend gets turned on by naked mole rats.
Well, that's weird.
I've gotten into the habit of sending my boyfriend a picture of a naked mole rat whenever I devote time to becoming hairless in preparation for sexy times. Like a little signal that I'm prepared and ready for him. It started out as a joke, but with time, it's become a regular thing. Today I found out that I basically conditioned him to associate naked mole rats with a good chance of some sort of sexual arousal. Therefore, my boyfriend becomes horny whenever he sees a picture of a naked mole rat.
Okay, I mean, that's kind of just like symbolism. Like,
It's just how his brain associates it, yeah.
Yeah, that's, I mean...
But she's just accidentally...
I don't think the naked mole rat is what turns him on. I think the association of the naked mole rat with you is what turns him on.
Yeah.
But, I mean, that is kind of, like, unfortunate for him. Like, you can't watch Kim Possible anymore. You are.
That's a great point.
Yeah, I mean, unless you, like, suck his dick while you watch it, but then, like, is that weird?
Kinda.
Right, so, yeah, I mean, I don't know. I would maybe cut back on the naked mole rat and try to, you know, get that out of his mind. You know, maybe just fuck him. You don't have to let him know every time you shave. Like, it's okay.
He'll find out.
Yeah, real rap. He'll figure it out. He'll go down there to feel and be like, oh, hey.
Naked mole rat.
There you go. You'll be all right. You mean?
Ready for the next one?
Yeah, what do we got?
I almost fainted when I first ejaculated.
Okay.
I'll probably regret posting this.
Probably.
My first ejaculation was in the shower. I was around 13, and after I came, I immediately felt dizzy, so I thought I was out of oxygen. I ran out of the shower yelling for my sister, and I didn't hear her yelling back at me to sit down on the ground to get the blood pressure back to normal, I suppose. So I just ran to the hallway, but suddenly everything got dark and I couldn't properly hear. Just as I fell on the ground, my dad had come back from work and he opened the apartment door to me falling in the hallway and yelling, so he grabbed me and ran to the couch and laid me there. Then everything was back to fine, but it was a surreal experience, almost how stuff got dark and blurry. I had never told anyone it was because I accidentally came. A stupid experience overall. This is why you should have the talk with your kids. I educated myself with the internet, and after that, I learned how to do things the safe way.
Does it specify if that's a boy or a girl?
It's a boy.
How'd you accidentally come in the shower? Like, what were you doing? Like, if you were a girl, I get, like, maybe the shower head hit you in the right spot or whatever. Because girls do that. But how, like, what were you doing, bro? Like... I don't see how you could accidentally ejaculate. Like, you need some sort of stimulation.
Okay, well...
I guess maybe, like, you were washing it? I don't know, bro. I don't know. I feel like you're still trying to lie to us. Just like you did your family.
Oh, man. You're not wrong. Do you remember the first time you came?
No, I don't think so.
No? I do remember the first time I came. And I came by accident as well.
How the fuck did you come by accident? Was it a wet dream?
No, but it was like stimulation. Like I was like on a porn site and I was looking through videos trying to find one. And I was just trying to like keep myself hard. And then I just came. I was like, oh.
So you just nutted early. That's all.
Well, no, I wasn't actively like jerking off. I was just trying.
You were doing enough. Well, clearly. I feel like that doesn't count as accidental. That was like you were...
It's accidental on purpose.
Your purpose was to nut.
It's accidental on purpose.
But you were watching porn with the intent
to... No, I was scrolling through pages.
To find a porn to watch.
Yeah.
To ejaculate to.
Correct.
So you just... The train came a little early.
Literally.
Literally. That's all. Like, I wouldn't call that accidental. I heard early was on time and on time was late before, so...
I'm going to have to process what that means in post-editing, so we'll move on.
Yeah. I don't know. I forget where I heard that. What else we got?
All right. Are you ready for this one?
Yeah. What's up?
The cream of the crop.
All right.
The one it's all been leading towards.
We had accidental ejaculation and naked mole rats.
Yep.
Okay.
Okay. So this one is titled, I Ravaged a Hotel Pillow While on Vacation.
Jesus Christ. It's quite the choice of words.
Just wait for this one. 7 years ago, when I was 18, my family went on vacation to Hawaii for a week. I had my own room in the hotel suite so I could be alone if I wanted to. Being a horny teenager, I took one look at that spare pillow on the bed and could have swore it winked back at me.
Wow. I don't know.
I was barely there. I was barely there for 20 minutes before I was dicking down that fluffy little cloud.
Jesus Christ. Oh my God.
At first, I just humped it, and while the fabric was pretty smooth and soft, I wanted more.
Of course you did. Fucking weirdo.
I ended up tearing a hole in it and drove right into that soft down filling. I probably fired 15 rounds into that poor thing over the course of the vacation.
How long was the vacation?
A week.
Twice a day?
He was doing 2-a-days.
Okay. All right. Whatever, horny teenager. I don't know about the whole pillow, but whatever.
Before we left, I just put the pillowcase back on and put it back on the bed. I assumed the love hole I tore in the seam was noticed and it got thrown out, but I still feel a little guilty for thrashing a pillow with my unbridled horniness.
Fuck that hotel. Literally. We are. I mean, listen, I think, honestly, probably one of the worst parts about that was his wording.
What do you mean?
He was humping a pillow, whatever. I've seen females do that. But the way he did it, it makes sense. It's like the male version, I guess. You know, I don't...
Well, yeah, you've never seen Big Mouth?
I've seen a couple episodes, but not the one where I guess he fucks a pillow. You know, good for you as a horny teenager. You found a way to not have to clean up your nut. You know, you didn't have to dirty a sock or anything. Fuck that hotel.
But it didn't bother you at all that he was doing this as an 18-year-old?
He was 18?
Yeah.
Oh, come on, bro. I thought you said like 13.
No, I said 13 was the accidental ejaculation.
Yeah?
This guy was 18.
Oh, damn, bro. What are you doing?
Let's just change your whole perspective.
A little bit. Like, I mean, it's still like whatever. Like, I guess if that's how you choose to masturbate, that's how you choose to masturbate. You mean do you, but like...
He walked into the hotel room and he said the pillow winked at him.
That's just choice of wording. He was trying to be a good storyteller with a bad story. That's all that was. Like, you were 18, bro. You could have went to, like, the mall or, like... You're on vacation.
He was in Hawaii.
Go to the fucking beach.
Go to the luau.
Bro, you could have fucked a hula girl.
A desk receptionist.
Is it... They dance hula, right?
Yeah, they dance hula. They dance hula, do luau's, cook pigs.
Okay, yeah.
Volcanoes.
Bro, you could have been lit out there. 18, living life.
Yeah.
You wanted to be fucking pillows. Twice a day. That's crazy. Hey, man, I can't blame you, though. You know, it is what it is.
It took him less than 20 minutes to fuck the pillow after he got there.
He had to get one off. It's whatever, man. He wanted to start Hawaii fresh. He should have done something different after that, but, you know. Like, whatever.
It is a long flight.
Yeah, he had to get right. I'll give him that one. That's how he chooses to do his thing. Let him do his thing. But the whole vacation is where you started drawing. You feel me?
You think he, like, left family functions to go fuck the pillow?
I hope not. I hope not. It was only twice a day, so I'm going to assume morning and night. But, like, I mean, maybe he got a midday session.
You never know. Maybe he took a day off. Maybe it was just, like, a one time, one day, like, three times another day.
It's a possibility. Possibility.
It was only an estimate of 15.
Yeah, I mean, you know, listen, I hope at whatever age you're at now, you're not still fucking pillows as often.
You said it was 7 years ago, so you would be 25.
Hopefully at 25, you're not fucking pillows twice a day. All right? I mean, you know, if you are, you know, do your thing. I'm not going to hate on you, but you should maybe look for some other options.
Maybe.
My job, actually, we're a sex store as well.
What?
Yeah, we're, like, not yet, but we're getting an adult section, and, like, they're going to sell dildos and lube and, like, sex stuff.
So you can get yourself a butt plug.
I will not be getting a butt plug. No. But, yeah, there's, like, a whole fetish handbook that I have to read at one point.
Interesting.
Yeah, so I'm not kink shaming anybody or anything like that, you know?
You think you're going to jerk off while reading it, like porn?
Nah, probably not.
No?
I would say no. Yeah, I don't think so.
Put a percentage on it.
99%.
Ah, that's high. Come on now.
There's no, like...
You start reading about these fetishes and kinks, you're going to start getting hot and bothered.
I don't think so.
No?
No.
You're not a kink guy?
Not, like, super kinky. I think I'm pretty, like, normal, I guess. Uh-huh. I mean, like, everything is kind of a kink to a certain extent.
I suppose.
It's like, if you're a ass guy or a tit guy, you mean, like...
Well, that's, like, what came first, the chicken or the egg?
Exactly. Depends on who you ask.
Well, I'm asking you.
Which question?
The chicken one.
I think the egg came first.
Really?
Yeah, and the chicken hatched out of that. It was like a mutation. Something else laid that egg, and the chicken happened because of a genetic mutation.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
That's like the best explanation I've ever heard of that.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you. I've thought about it for, you know, years.
Breaking news on Welcome Home.
Yeah, since I was young and heard the question, I was like, well, I mean, I guess the egg has to come first, because, like...
You would think.
Yeah.
The chicken's got to come from somewhere.
The chicken comes out of the egg, so, like, the egg has to come first. So it would have to have been some sort of, you know, genetic mutation in an egg, maybe from, like...
An octopus?
No, not an octopus. Platypus, maybe.
A turtle?
No, not a turtle, but no. It would be some kind of bird.
Like an ostrich?
No, honestly, it could even be, like, a mutated turkey. We don't know.
What?
Yeah, you don't know. Which came first, chickens or turkeys?
Well, when was Thanksgiving?
November.
Probably turkeys then.
You think so? That's kind of late in the year.
Yeah, but it's April now.
Yeah, but the year starts in January.
Yeah, but November's towards the end.
Right, but you can eat chicken year round.
I had a turkey hoagie today.
All right, well, let us know what you guys think. I'm going to go with, I think turkeys are older than chickens.
So you are going with turkeys are older than chickens. So we're in agreement.
Yeah, I guess so. That's what I said. That's how I started this. What did you say that I disagreed with?
I don't know, because I said turkeys came first. Because we were talking
about Thanksgiving. You were talking about Thanksgiving. That's not a valid reason.
You fucking eat turkey at Thanksgiving. You don't bring out the goddamn Thanksgiving chicken.
Because it's the end of the fucking year.
No. No. December 31st is the end of the fucking year.
The way you should have said it is you eat turkey on Thanksgiving, you don't eat chicken on any specific holiday.
You don't know that.
There's no holiday where...
Exactly.
Maybe like 4th of July or like Labor Day.
No.
Memorial Day.
4th of July.
Yeah, when it's like barbecue season, people always are grilling chicken.
Grilling burgers and dogs on 4th of July.
You've never had...
Are you a communist?
You've never had grilled chicken on 4th of July?
Not on 4th of July.
Why not?
You un-American piece of shit.
I eat burgers, hot dogs, and chicken at pretty much every barbecue I've been to.
What, are you hitting up the dollar menu at Burger King?
I would love to, but they're not 24 hours anymore.
I know, it's bullshit.
Yeah, it is. And you know what? God damn it, I think I'm going to actually go to McDonald's tonight.
Well, who didn't see that coming?
I fucking meant to go to Wawa earlier and get one of their burgers, because they're fucking delicious.
I don't know. Frank the Tank doesn't...
Yo, Frank the Tank, I really don't give a fuck. You feel me?
Well, we're going to have to do the Wawa Burger for Dolan Eats.
Absolutely. I would love to. And I'm sure you guys would enjoy it because it's going to look like I'm fucking that burger, like, with my mouth. I'm going to make love to that burger. Them Jones are delicious. Nice burger, American cheese, a little bit of bacon, a little bit of lettuce, some ketchup on that joint. Oh, my God, bro.
See, now... I feel like I want to go with Tank, though, because...
Have you had one?
If he's telling me, like, the Wawa Burger's like a 6, I think he gave it like a 6.8. I think he gave it a solid score.
You know what I'm going to ask you?
Have I had it?
Have you had it?
I have not.
I don't want to hear it. I don't want to hear anything you have to say.
I've been nervous.
I don't want to hear your opinion on the matter until you try it.
I've been nervous.
You can...
Did you try the fries?
Yeah, they're fucking delicious, too.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Honestly, if I had to, I would probably give the fries... an 8 out of 10. The burgers, in my opinion, 10 out of 10.
Jeez.
Honestly, honestly.
That's just ridiculous.
Listen to me when I say this. Honestly, one of, I want to say top 3 burgers I've ever had.
Bullshit.
I promise you, bud. The Rehoboth Burger, the Wawa Burger, and like, oh man, the Jones with the bacon and the cheddar inside the meat. Them Jones are fucking delicious. Those are my top, yeah, that's my top 3.
Okay.
You know, if I got to get a burger, those are what I'm looking for. I settle for, you know, Burger King, McDonald's, Wendy's if I have to. But, yeah, I'm putting Wawa in my top 3 for sure.
That's absurd.
Bro, I'm trying to tell you, like, I want to start a petition to make them serve them all fucking day.
Yeah, I don't get why they only serve them 4 to 12. Four. That doesn't fucking make any sense.
4 to 12 at that.
They're just fucking microwaving it.
Literally. I'm about to go there and be like, yo, can you just make me one? Like... Come on, bro. I'm about to do it.
You should. All right. Well, geez, we haven't even put a bow on the Reddit referral yet. That's done if you haven't picked up that.
Yeah.
we're finished with the Reddit referral. We need to move on to some questions real quick.
Yeah, let's knock a few of these bad boys out. What do we got?
Well, first off, these questions are actually coming from Reddit.
Okay.
But we'd love to hear your questions too, our listeners.
Anything you guys want to ask, let us know. Life questions, opinions on, you know, big matters like the chicken or the egg, anything you guys want.
Send it in. Again, at Welcome Home Pods on both Instagram and Twitter.
Anywhere you guys need us.
All right, let's start here. What's something that's not a cult but feels like a cult?
I don't know, probably like people in frats.
Okay.
And like sororities.
Interesting.
I feel like they take that shit real serious.
They definitely do.
Take that shit super serious, like cults. They have real strict rules. You gotta do this, you gotta do that.
Yeah.
Initiation ceremonies.
Hazing.
All type of weird shit, bro.
Yeah.
Walk around with hoods and candles and shit. You've seen the movies. I never really went to college, but like, I've seen the movies.
I've seen the frats.
Well, see, they really do that shit, don't they?
I haven't seen any hooded ceremonies, but... Yeah, I've seen how people in frats and sororities act.
But they're really like, you mean?
Yeah.
They threatened Boosie.
Really? Oh, yeah, they did. They did.
They were going to Boosie. You know how hard you got to be to go with Boosie? They think they're a cult or something. You feel me? They think they're a gang something.
The one that sticks out to me, I've got to feel like the obvious one. And I don't know, maybe it is kind of a cult, but like church.
Yeah, I was thinking that too.
Like religions.
Yeah.
You know, just strictly adhering to an almighty God and... All that, like, you know, it's got cult vibes.
A little bit.
Yeah,
I see where that comes from.
Yeah. All right. That's a good answer from you. I was wondering what you were going to come up with. I hadn't thought about that.
Yeah.
Let's move on to the next one.
Okay.
What were weird myths you thought about sex as a child?
When I was young, I thought if you wanted to have a girl, if a man and a wife wanted to have a girl child, the wife would be on top, like, riding. And if you wanted a boy, the man would be on top, like in missionary.
Really?
Yeah, that's how I thought that worked until I was like 10 or 12.
Interesting.
Yeah.
And how'd you realize that that's not the case?
I think I told somebody. I think I like asked my older sister.
Oh.
Yeah.
And she set you straight.
Yeah, because I had a sister who was skinny and had a fatter baby dad.
Yeah.
And she had a girl. And then I had a sister who was a little chubbier and also had a chubby baby dad. So they had all boys. And I was like, well, I mean, I guess, you know, it's got to be like, I don't know. It's just what I thought in my head.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, for me, for a period of time, probably like elementary school age, I guess before I started watching porn and having health class.
Right.
But I used to think like sex was, I guess essentially, like I didn't know what the clit was, obviously.
Yeah.
But I think essentially like having the clit inserted into your pee hole.
That's what you thought.
Like, I just thought it was, like, a connection like that. Oh, like, I don't fucking know.
Okay.
Yeah.
Like, you got, like, Avatar, kind of.
kinda.
Okay.
Yeah. All
right.
That's what I thought sex was for a period.
You know, huh? I forget when I realized what sex was, but I feel like I was definitely way too young. Like, I was just like, oh, they're having sex. Like, I just knew what it was.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what my introduction to sex was. Probably like a rap video or something.
Probably.
Keep it a bean. It might have been R. Kelly's Trapped in the Closet.
That's terrifying.
Yeah. Maybe that's why I'm a cheater.
All right. We got one more question here, Dolan.
All right.
Ants are suddenly 7 feet tall. They've already ate your neighbor, Dan. You have 10 minutes to plan your defense while they finish eating your neighbor's children. You don't have a gun. What do you do?
Leave. All right. I'm not standing there. If I saw a 7-foot ant, honestly, I don't know that I would try to shoot it because I feel like their thorax is probably, like, bulletproof if they're that big.
Maybe.
And, like, ants can lift, I think, 10 times their weight.
It's probably more than that.
It's either 10 or 100.
I think it's 100.
Yeah.
It might be more. We can look it up. Let's go to the phones.
Yeah, let's check it out. No, don't do that.
Why? Copyright?
We're not playing it.
Okay. 5,000 times their body weight.
5,000 times their body weight.
Well, think about how much an ant weighs.
Right now, but imagine a 7-foot ant.
Well, yeah.
It's going to be at least 150, 200 pounds.
Yeah.
And so, even say it's 100 pounds, it can lift 5,000 times that, which is like 50,000 pounds.
Is it 500,000?
It's either 500 or 50.
I think it's 500,000.
Pounds. Do you know how fucking heavy that is?
It's 500,000.
500,000 pounds. Do you know how heavy that is?
It's pretty fucking heavy.
That's 250,000 tons. No, that might be wrong. It might be 25,000 tons.
I don't know. It's a lot.
250 tons.
Yeah, it's kind of over four.
Yeah, that's, like, to put that in, like, kind of a perspective, that's, like, 250 Honda Accords that one ant could pick up by itself.
Yeah.
So I'm going to leave, and hopefully faster than the ant, because I don't know their rate of speed that they move, and, you know, when they're 7 feet tall, I'm sure that will be a billion times faster, so... I'm just going to, you know, leave and pray for the best. Pray I gave myself enough of a head start and maybe head in a direction they're not headed or something, you know.
Yeah, but also then now, okay.
I'm not trying to fight them. I'll tell you that
yeah,
much.
Yeah, okay. That's fair. You made, again, a bunch of great points that I just hadn't even thought of considering.
Yeah.
Like, in my head, I was like, okay, 7 feet. I'm 6'2". So, like, I can, you know, obviously he's... got some height on me, but, like, I can stand up to him, kind of. Like, get a pitchfork and some bug spray or something. But, yeah, you make a lot of excellent points. And also...
That's not a super bad idea either, though. If you choose to fight, I would definitely choose, like, a pitchfork or maybe, like... I wouldn't say a sledgehammer. That would be a little heavy. But, you know, something, like...
Well, yeah, because...
wieldable. Maybe a garden hoe that you could swing around and, like, chop into him with.
Maybe.
I think you would have a better chance with that. But then, again, with the exoskeleton, it, like...
Yeah, because, see, I was thinking, like, with the pitchfork, you could, like, keep them at bay and then have the spray, which is, like, poisonous to them.
Right.
But then also just, like, think about, like, in the yard, how many fucking ants do you think are in someone's front yard or backyard?
At least a million. Like, you know how small ants are?
So, like...
Have you ever seen one ant colony on a sidewalk? There's, like, a million ants right there.
So, yeah, I mean,
you're definitely outnumbered.
Yeah, your plan of leaving, I don't know if they're all 7 feet tall. I don't know how the fuck you're moving anyway. I don't know how anybody's doing anything. I think it's just over for.
Yeah, pretty much, I mean. But again, if you can, you know, they're not in your house yet. You get in your car through a garage that you hopefully have. You can, bam, drive through the garage door and hopefully just kind of hit them out of your way. Because you can hit a 7-foot person with a car. You can hit a 7-foot person in body armor with a car.
Yeah.
And, you know, the force will do something to them. Because even if an ant can lift 250 tons, it only would weigh 100 pounds. Or, you know, maybe 200 pounds or whatever. Well, 250 tons would be 100 pounds. But that's still, like, if you hit 100 pound anything with a car, it's going to move out of your way.
Yeah.
And I also was thinking, would the bug spray even be poisonous to them at that point?
Yeah,
since
I think.
They're so big.
Yeah, but they're still made of the same stuff. They're still the same creature.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true.
You'd need a lot of bug spray.
Yeah, a whole lot. One can per ant. You better have a million cans.
The fucking taro traps everywhere.
Yeah. Oh my god, fucking pour sticky fucking glue all over your driveway.
There you go.
Retard. Yeah. Nah, fuck that. I'm out. Hopefully you have like an SUV. You'll be cool.
Hopefully.
Yeah, if you have an SUV, you'll be all right. It would get dented up, though, I'm going to assume, if their thorax or exoskeleton or whatever it is going to be bulletproof. Or, you know, hard as fuck. Your car is going to get fucked up, but fuck that. You'll be all right.
Okay.
All right.
All right. Let's transition into our last little segment here. A new fan favorite, Dolan Tweets.
Let's see what I've said.
Let's see what you've said. This one is from November 26th, 2020 at 8:29 p.m. What you doing if you go in someone's crib and they got 100 Chia Pets?
Honestly, I think I was fried. And, like, I saw a Chia Pet commercial or, like, somebody referenced a Chia Pet. And I just started thinking, like, imagine, like, have you ever had a Chia Pet?
No.
Really? I had one. And, like, they look weird. Like, they look cool on TV or whatever, but in person, they look weird. So, like, can you imagine, like, just 150 ceramic pots with grass growing out of them? Or how many did I say? 1,000? Whatever. Yeah, fuck that. I would think that person was like a serial killer. And they buy a Chia Pet for every victim.
All right. This is an old one.
Okay.
From February 13th, 2017.
Okay.
At 12:13 p.m.
Ooh, okay. Middle of the day.
If I don't get my life together by 2020, I'ma just off myself, then try again when I'm reincarnated as a squirrel or some shit.
Sounds like I should have smoked myself last year. Glad I'm giving myself more time. I must have signed a contract extension or something.
Fucking ain't right.
Yeah.
The welcome home crew.
There you go.
The welcome home contract extension.
Yes, sir.
All right, this one. November 9th, 2016.
Okay.
At 7:23 p.m.
November 9th, 2016. Okay.
I'm ugly, but I can make you come.
Yes, I can. And yes, I am. Stand by that to this day. I might go retweet that.
November 1st, 2016.
Okay.
At 12:32 p.m.
Yep.
If she can't sing every song in all three High School Musicals, then I don't even want her.
I've lowered my standards on that a little bit. I really only need the first one. And if you know Bet on It from number two, then we're good.
I've never seen number two.
Really?
I've seen one and three. I've never seen two.
Really? Two's good. Two's all right. They go to like a summer resort or some shit. It's nice.
Nothing goes wrong?
No, a lot of stuff goes wrong, but I'm not going to spoil the plot for you.
Okay.
Yeah.
But no, like, summer camp horror stories.
No, nobody dies.
Okay.
No. Some connections seem to die.
Interesting.
Yeah, but, you know, I'll let you take that as you may. High School Musical 3, I think, was kind of corny. I wasn't a fan.
All right, I'm just going to run down these three here because you must have been feeling yourself this week.
Okay.
June 7th, 2016.
Okay.
At 1:47 p.m.
Yep.
Let my nut be the cement to fix your broken heart.
Oh, man. Nice. Must have felt like Mac Miller.
Same day, June 7th, 2016,
mm-hmm.
At 11:25 p.m. If you call me daddy while we fucking, there's a 78% chance I'm not pulling out. You jinxed us both, ho. I hope you're happy.
Kind of stand by that, pretty much. I'm still a fan of dumping and shit, you know. I want kids, so whenever it happens, it happens. I'm prepared for my consequences.
Are you, though?
Not, like, really, but I'm prepared to prepare for them.
Are you, though?
Yeah, if that makes sense.
It makes sense, but are you, though?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it's one of the things I've been looking forward to pretty much my whole life, since I was very young. I've always wanted to be a father.
All right. Let's wrap up Dolan Tweets with this one here.
What do we got?
A couple days later, June 11th, 2016, at 11:17 p.m.
Okay.
I just want a shoddy who can make me happy and swallow my kids. Is that too much to ask?
I don't think it is. And I also still would like that to this day.
Well, there you go, ladies.
That's all I want. That's all it takes. All
right. And that's going to start to wrap up episode 23 of Welcome Home.
Appreciate the fuck out of you guys for staying with us.
Hell yeah. Like I said before, we got more episodes coming. We got a couple guest spots coming up that you're really going to enjoy. We thank you for your support. We thank you for sticking by us. And as we continue to work through the year, we're going to have lots of great stuff coming for you guys. Be sure to subscribe on your favorite streaming platform. Go check out any episodes you may have missed. Leave 5 stars. Nice little written review. Go find us on socials at Welcome Home Pods. And go check us out on YouTube as well at 812 Media Productions. A great way to show your support is giving us a share. That really helps us get our name out there, our content, the different stuff, and let us know what you'd like to see from us. That's really helpful.
Yeah, we like hearing from you guys. It helps us make a better product for you to enjoy.
Of course. All right, Dolan, it's about that time. What do you got for the people?
Basically, just don't give up, guys. It's rough sometimes, but things always will look bright after the dark. You know, things always look up. Life's like a roller coaster, you know, ups and downs. You're put in the position you're in for a reason, and it'll all make sense one day. That's all I got for you.
It's fantastic.
Try my best.
Hell yeah. All right, we'll be back with episode 24. For now, thanks everybody for listening. Welcome home.
This episode has been brought to you by 812 Media Productions.